Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As the mercury rises, the IQs drop. Yeah, there is empirical data which shows that American children experience a drop in IQ over the summer. Now, this can't entirely be blamed on Transformers 2, though I think that bears a big responsibility. The brain just isn't exercised, and to this end, New York Times op-ed columnist Nicholas Kristof assembled his list of best kids' books ever. It contains such stalwarts as The Hardy Boys, The Wind in the Willows. His number one book, which Erica on our Facebook page also agrees with, is Charlotte's Web. I can't get the movie out of my head with Oprah Winfrey as a talking, I think it was a talking goat. It might have been a cow, but that's still stuck in my craw, as it were. So this is our question to you. Over the summer, do whatever you can to stimulate those children's minds. Tell us what your favorite children's books were. What's a great children's book for summer? What are you reading to your kids? We'll discuss kids of all ages on this show. I have a two-year-old, so he's not ready for Charlotte's Web yet, but Harry the Dirty Dog is a favorite in our house. 212-433-9692 is our number. 212-433-9692. And Carol Goldman, who's a children's librarian at the Queen's Library. Hello, Carol.
Hi. Nice to talk with you.
Anytime someone says kids need to read more during the summer, I'm sure you're on board. But what did you make of the findings that kids' IQs actually drop in the summer? As a professional, at the end of August, did you ever say to yourself, these kids weren't as smart as they were at the end of May?
Well, we plug summer reading throughout the summer, and this is something we've heard for a very long time, and this is why we push summer reading so strongly. We provide reading lists. We display summer books very strongly, and I'm very proud to say that our readers here in Queen's Library take out book after book after book throughout the summer, and they're very much with us on reading, and they do get the message that reading is very important through the summer, and our kids are on board with the message. We encourage reading strongly because we have entertainment for them throughout the summer. We provide prizes and certificates and give them a grand old party for their efforts, and they stick with it. And we provide wonderful books. So, they're on board with it. And they tell us that, they do feel good about themselves. When they go back to school in September, they're very proud to tell their new teachers how well they've done during the summer.
Will a kid who's away at summer camp be bold enough to pull out a book, or will he just be mocked for that?
They read during the summer. They take books with them. We hear many kids who take out books and take the books along with them to even sleepaway camp. They often ask for extended loan, and we can provide that service for them. They often go out of town, say, to visit relatives. We've had many kids who go even to foreign countries to visit family, and they take books with them. So we're very proud to accommodate them, and they can be part of our summer reading program, and they do read. So this is something ingrained in our kids here in Queens. They're delighted to read. And again, we provide suggested lists for them, but we encourage them to read whatever they like. And they do it.
Donna from Park Slope, welcome to WNYC.
Mm-hmm.
What are your favorites, Donna?
My favorite books for my kids are from the Mixed Up Files, and this is basically Frankweiler and Harry Sy. Those are great read aloud books to both of our girls. I find that they're just terrific city adventure stories.
Basically, Frankweiler does the
Frankweiler.
Frankweiler. They wind up in a museum, right?
That's exactly right. The big sister convinces the younger brother to run away to the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
There you go.
And they get caught up in a mystery there, and it's really something.
And then I wanted to ask you, Donna, after reading the book, did you go to the Met?
Oh, yeah, we did go to museums, but my girls have gotten more out of it. Having heard the story, they have a different appreciation for the museum, and they get to connect more with museums. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks.
That's
for the
just
comment.
What I was going to ask. Good question.
Yeah, that's a great little field trip related to the book. Hi, Lynn in Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are the books you're trying to get the kids to read?
I don't even know anymore. He's 14 years old. He's here for the summer, and I just can't get him interested in anything. So I'm picking kind of different books, and I'm wondering if they're out of maybe his reading level. But I picked 1984 from George Orwell and A Brave New World by Huxley.
Well, these are for a 14-year-old. What do you think? Let's ask the professional, Carol Goldman. Is that a little challenging?
Okay. Well, have you asked him if there's a particular genre that he likes? Well, are these the kinds of things that are appearing on school reading lists, as I suspect they might be?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's living in Spain, so I'm afraid he's not reading as much in English anymore.
I see.
To Spain.
Well, in reading Spanish, are there particular authors that he likes or genres of books that he likes?
No. I guess my question for you is, help me make him like to read. How can I convince him to concentrate and get into it?
Okay. Well, 14-year-old boys tend to like action, adventure, science fiction, horror, mystery. Naturally, here, books that are big in those genres are the Twilight series. They're not just for girls. As many boys as young ladies are clamoring for the Twilight books. They are available in Spanish here. Don't know if they are yet in Spain, but those are the vampire books, and we cannot keep those on the shelves. They're wildly popular. But another very popular series for teens, and really for kids too, is the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series by an author named Rick Riordan. And if he can't get them in Spain, it may not be a bad investment to buy them here. Some of them may be available in paperback. It might be a good idea to ship them over. Because
he's here in
Brooklyn, then go no further than your local library and get them.
Let me ask you this. What if he's like a super cool kid? He thinks he's too cool for anything anyone else is doing.
A lot of boys do. You know what? Take him to the local library. Find out what programs they're doing. There are really fun things happening for teens in the library. I can tell you that here at Central Library in Jamaica, Queens, there are phenomenal programs happening for teens. They have such wonderful things going on. Cool kids are coming into our library.
And I will tell you, at 14 was when, and I guess, I don't know if I thought it was cool, but Vonnegut also always fed my rebellious streak.
Yeah, Vonnegut, I was thinking
Kurt
that.
Vonnegut,
maybe
try it.
Can't hurt. Slaughterhouse 5. Sure.
Yeah.
Introduce him to really cool authors like that. Orwell may be a little heavy for him. Mystery is a great Stephen King. Really, try him.
Yep. All right. Lynn,
I love you people. Thank you.
All right.
Sure.
I hope we've diagnosed your problem. And, Carol, let's see who else we have.
Sure.
Let's go with Susan in Ethel, Connecticut, because I don't think we could get without... Hello, Susan?
Hi.
I thought your recommendation was going to be Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, but I see it's something slightly different in a book I've never heard of. What's your recommendation?
My recommendation is actually a series of books that are published by a tiny little company called the Hoopo Press. And this book, The Lion Who Saw Himself in the Water, was originally told by Rumi in the Masnavi and then turned into a children's book. All of the stories, there are actually 11 titles in this, from this little publishing company, are based on Afghan teaching stories that are originally told intergenerationally. And that what's beautiful about them is they're picture books, so the reading levels are not particularly difficult, but the intentionality and the analogical thinking and the kinds of discussions that you can have with children from the ages of 3 to 17 using these stories is phenomenal. I actually travel around the country reading these books to kids and giving these books away to kids at juvenile prison schools and to Head Start children.
Susan, we have to leave it there because we got to run, but I just wanted to thank you because it's a book we probably haven't heard of, The Lion Who Saw Himself in the Water.
The Lion Who Saw Himself in the Water is one of them, yes.
Thanks a lot, and we've gotten so many other suggestions, the discussion's going on in our blog, of course, Dahl and The Wizard of Oz, 70th anniversary of the film is this summer. Carol Goldman of the Queen, who is the librarian, children's librarian of the Queen's Library. Thanks very much for joining us, Carol.
Thank you.
Also mentioned on Facebook, of course, Golden Compass, his Dark Materials trilogy. The discussion continues online. I am Mike Pesca. I was sitting in for Brian Lehrer today. He will be back soon. This is WNYC. Thanks very much.